Shvius, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav, 7-6. This Mishnah discusses certain plants that have strong fragrances. According to Rashi, in Maseches Nida Daf Ches, they were used as one or the other for cooking, one way or the other. The list is Havered, which is a rose, V'Hakofer, that's henna, like the henna used for dyeing skin, V'Kataf, Kataf is the balsam trees, we're talking about the oil from the balsam tree, balsam oil. Vahalotem, Art Scroll translates as stony pine. Yeshtem shvius, blodemeim shvius. They have kedusha shvius, because they're consumed. I was quite convinced that we must be talking about something that goes on the skin. These old things are basically like fragrances for skin, I thought for anointing. I really didn't find anything that said that explicitly, and the Chazon Ish certainly learns it's for eating. I did see Rabbeinu Nassan say it's not; these aren't for eating, but didn't explicitly say they are for skin. So, whatever the case, these things have kedusha shvius because they are consumed by humans. Vila demeim shvius, if you purchase them, they have kedusha shvius. Also, the money has kedusha shvius. Reb Shimon Omer ein la kataf shvius. Reb Shimon says, the oil of the balsam tree doesn't have kedusha shvius, mipnei she'eino pri, because it's not a fruit. That is to say, it's just balsam oil is like sap that comes from the balsam tree, and as sap, it's part of the wood, and wood, we've already said, doesn't have kedusha shvius. It, even if you burn it, it doesn't have kedusha shvius because it's a two-step process. So according to Reb Shimon, the sap of the balsam tree, which is its balsam oil, doesn't have kedusha shvius. The Bartanura says the halacha is like Reb Shimon, meaning the halacha is that balsam oil does not have kedusha shvius. However, the Rambam paskins that at least in non-fruit-bearing trees, like a balsam tree, the sap does have kedusha shvius, so ostensibly that would be the halacha, meaning not like Reb Shimon, despite what the Bartanura says.